With your QCCR News Update, I'm Ed Halverson. Residents braved Monday's storm to save Seaside Community Center. The meeting was called after President of the Seaside Board, Sandy Cross, announced she is stepping down. A new executive board was needed to keep the center from closing. 14 people stepped forward from the crowded hall and volunteered to serve. Having worked with the community center for 27 years, Cross described the results of Monday night's meeting in one word.
Relief. Relief that this place is going to see new blood and it's going to survive.
Seaside Center serves the communities of Beach Meadows, Eagle Head, West Berlin, and East Berlin. According to the board's bylaws, members of the executive must belong to one of those communities. Cross says one of the first priorities of the new board should be to change that bylaw.
We talked about it before, about opening it up, because that will allow more people to come in and with more ideas. Not only that, new blood is good.
Cross was surprised when, towards the end of the meeting, Region of Queens Mayor Darlene Norman came forward to read a proclamation from the municipality recognizing her long years of service to Seaside Center.
That just blew me. It really did, because I was not expecting that at all. I'm pleased. They even got me my favorite flowers. Everyone should have this opportunity.
Mayor Norman is glad to see so many people offer their time to keep the center going.
This strikes a heart in the people of this community, and that's what's important, that people came forward and rallied behind Seaside Recreation Center.
The new board will meet December 1st to select their executive and begin devising future plans for the center. Cross says while she's stepping away, she will continue to support the Seaside Center and the new executive. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.